From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. About 20,000 people have filed past the casket of Senator Edward Kennedy. Thousands more lined the streets in Boston to pay respects as his hearse drove by, and others expressed their grief.
I just can't believe the Kennedy thing. It's all over. I don't know. It's over. It's never going to be the same ever again.
Kennedy's body now lies in repose at the John F. Kennedy Memorial Library in Boston. There will be a memorial service later today. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
The late senator's widow, Vicki Kennedy, greeted some of the public and said the Kennedy family was moved by the outpouring of sympathy. The family will gather at the John F. Kennedy Library for a private memorial this evening, followed by a funeral mass on Saturday. The mass will be held at the Catholic Church, commonly called Mission Church, in Boston. All five living U.S. presidents are expected to attend the funeral. President Barack Obama is scheduled to deliver a eulogy. Ted Kennedy will then be buried at Arlington National Cemetery near his brothers John and Robert. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says Iranian opposition leaders should be punished for their roles in the turmoil following his country's presidential election this summer. Opposition leaders who competed with Ahmadinejad for the presidency say he stole the election and the balloting was rigged. Iranian prosecutors are now staging huge show trials of hundreds of people accused of protesting the results. These trials have been widely denounced. After 3 days of talks mediated by the Red Cross, North and South Korea have agreed to resume some reunions of families divided by the Korean War. From Seoul, Diwali Saikauta reports.
South Korea's unification ministry said in a statement that the reunions will start at the end of September and last about 5 days. Under the agreement, about 200 families from the rival Koreas will meet at the North Korean resort in Mount Kumgang, the same place where this week's Red Cross talks were held. Professor Yoo Ho-yeol of the Department of North Korean Studies at Korea University says this is a sign that relations between the two Koreas are improving, but
the U.S. and South Korea should continue to maintain a bilateral cooperation in dealing with North Korea and to achieve denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula.
North Korea in April said it will never return to six-nation nuclear disarmament talks. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
The Japanese government reports that country's unemployment rate has reached its worst since the end of World War II. It's now at 5.7%. Consumer prices are falling, and that may prompt some Japanese businesses to lay off more workers to avoid debt. The news isn't good for the ruling Japanese government. Japanese voters are going to the polls on Sunday. They could vote out Prime Minister Taro Aso and his coalition. You're listening to NPR News. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Danny has lost a little strength. Top winds are about 40 miles per hour, a little less than before. Danny is still swirling in the Atlantic Ocean, about 400 miles south of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and headed northwest. The Hurricane Center says Danny could pick up strength and speed, and they warn the storm could pass by the east coast of the United States this weekend. NASA will try again tonight to launch the Space Shuttle Discovery after addressing problems with a broken fuel valve sensor. From member station WMFE, Pat Duggins reports.
The latest delay is meant to give engineers a chance to finish reports on Discovery's fill and drain valve sensor, which isn't working. Launch managers are confident the valve is okay and are ready to proceed with liftoff. The original plan was to try to launch overnight, but NASA decided to go late this evening instead to give the launch team time to double-check that the valve is working. Launch Director Pete Nikolenko says the big concern now is the weather.
The weather, preliminary weather forecast has a 40% no-go for launch. And the primary concern is some anvil clouds and thunderstorms within 20 nautical miles of the SLF.
The SLF is the astronauts' emergency landing strip. The seven astronauts will deliver science experiments to the International Space Station and a treadmill named after TV show host Stephen Colbert. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
At least 2,000 people have been told to evacuate areas near Los Angeles. Dangerous wildfires have spread in Ranchos Palos Verdes, south of the city. There are additional fires north of L.A. that have triggered evacuations in several hundred homes in the San Gabriel Mountains. There are no word of injuries. The fires swelled overnight. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News from Washington.